You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent here with today's question for John. Just the mention of the word evangelism can send your emotions into a spin. Excitement, anxiety, even fear. The New Testament anticipates those reactions and confronts them head on. Paul's words in Romans 1 have pierced all of us at some point, where he said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel." Now, John, most Christians would probably say they're not ashamed of the gospel, but they'll readily confess it causes them some level of anxiety. Is there a difference between anxiety and shame? And what was Paul's point in that passage?
There is, and that's a well-put question, a difference between anxiety and shame. Sure, of course, we feel anxiety when we confront somebody with the gospel. Why? Because we're saying to this sort of self-possessed person who's trying his best or her best to feel good about himself or herself, look, I got news for you. You are a wretched, corrupt, degenerate, depraved sinner on the way to eternal hell, and you deserve every bit of that. That is not the most encouraging way to start a conversation. But you know what? Sooner or later, that's where we have to go. Because when we're talking to people about being saved, the question is saved from what? Not from a lack of purpose in life, but from everlasting hell, which we're due because of our sin. So we would assume anxiety. We need to overcome that because we don't want to be ashamed of the gospel. We have to get over the anxiety of confronting the sinner so that we can proclaim the glories of salvation. That's the good news. And we ought to be eager to talk to sinners about the good news. Maybe a good way to start evangelism is to say, "Hey, I have the best news that you have ever heard." Maybe that's an easy way to get over your anxiety at the start, and then you can back into the anxious part.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more teaching from John's New Testament commentaries, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
Grace Bible Sanctuary in Palm Bay invites you to its upcoming conference, Centering on Christ in a Christless Generation. The dates are January 17th, 18th, and 19th. Grace Bible Sanctuary, located at 726 James Circle Northeast in Palm Bay. The guest speaker will be Dr. Mark Stevenson, who is the chair of the Bible and Ministry Department of Emmaus Bible College in Dubuque, Iowa. January 17th, 18th, and 19th. Don't miss this conference here. You can register for this conference at the door or visiting them online. For more info, you can contact the church, 321-728-4136. Also, you can visit them online to register, either on the phone or online, gracebiblesanctuary.com.
We want to speak life over you today. Every person listening, we want you to understand that no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. New Breed.
It's not over. It's not finished. It's not ending.
It's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning. When God is in it,
all things are new.
All things are new.
Some friends along to just encourage you a little further. James Fortune.
This is for someone right now.
I know it's dark. Yes. Just before dawn.
It's not easy right now.
This might be the hardest season you experience.
I've been there.
It hurts.
But it won't last.
Won't be too long.
Won't be too long.
Because you are
closer than you think you are.
You may not see it yet. Come on, Israel.
Oh, look to the sky. Help is on the way.
It's not over.
It's not over.
It's not finished.
It's not finished.
It's not the
end
yet.
It's not ending.
Your story's not over. This is only.
It's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
He makes all the difference. He makes all things new. Yes. With God.
All things are new. All things are new.
In the spirit, I sense something starting to move. Everything is turning around.
Closer,
closer.
Everything is
so
hard.
Because you're
close.
Because you're
hard.
So hold your head.
You
look
searching the scripture in the book of Daniel. The three Hebrew boys was in a situation where they had to make a decision and got thrown in the fire for it. And somebody needs to make a decision right now. And no matter what the problem or the challenge is, you find yourself caught up and you can't get out. Jesus will step right in and bring you out.
Jesus, step right in.
He did.
All right.
Can I get a witness?
Step right. Drinking my tears for water, he'll make it all right. Yes, he will. See, whatever you've been going through, that seem to got you down, turn it over to Jesus, and he'll turn that thing around. Jesus, step right. Yeah, yes, he will. The wall.